Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey.
KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Dave Wilson laying down the tracks today. He's producing the show as we get rolling again here at 10:27 on a Friday. Hope you all have a good weekend, a safe one, a healthy one. And we'll roll right back here your way on Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
With Last Dance Episode 7
to review. That'll be fun. Right? All right, you've got a guilty pleasure, a sinful pleasure, however you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
That you wanted to get to today. And I guess my first question is, where did this come from?
Memories of my youth, first of all.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'll get to part two of why, which was just a couple of months ago. So hopefully I can bring all that together in this little guilty pleasure that has to do with a song with Wichita in the title. If you're in New York, you've got songs written about you, even Houston, or basically any city in Texas, courtesy of George Strait. You've got Amarillo, Cheyenne, the Big D, country music. You know, you have mm-hmm. a lot of cities and big cities in the title or songs about them. Now, Wichita Lineman is not necessarily about Wichita per se, but it's about the only one that I can think of short of a Seven Nation Army that's got Wichita anywhere in it. Can you think mm-hmm. of any besides those two songs, Wichita Lineman and the White Stripes? Seven Nation
Wichita.
Army. Yeah. So there's two.
That one.
But this one is by far the most famous. It was number one on the country charts from Glen Campbell. Actually got to number three on the pop charts in 1968. So this is an old one.
Damn.
And on Glen Campbell's singles chronology, it was between Gentle on My Mind and Galveston. Oh, by the way, there's another city with a, you know, that's the name of a song. Well, as the story goes, Glen Campbell called Jimmy Webb, who is the writer of this song, and basically said, I need a geographic follow-up to By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted, not necessarily a sequel, but, try to think of something that would be catchy in that way. And Jimmy Webb, the songwriter, as the story goes, was driving west into the sunset in southwestern Oklahoma, and all he saw was one telephone pole on either side of the road, one right after another. That's all he saw. And this seemingly endless telephone pole line, where off in the distance he saw a lineman at the top of one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was his motivation for writing the song. Song's only 3 minutes long and only has two verses. I'll play a little bit of it here in a second to kind of remind you. But that was part of, I guess, the brilliance of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn Campbell loved it when he first saw the lyrics, and shortly after Campbell actually recorded the song, Jimmy Webb hadn't heard back from him. He's a couple weeks later, he said, "Well, I guess you guys didn't like the song." And Glenn Campbell said, "No, we already cut it." And Jimmy Webb was like, "Well, I wasn't done yet. You know, there's only two verses, and I was just humming the last bit of the song." And Glenn Campbell said, "Well, no, it's done now." And it was one of 12 gold records by Glenn Campbell. And we'll get into the life and times of him in just a second. But if you don't mind, I'll want to play a little bit of Wichita Lineman to kind of refresh sure. y'all's memory.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road.
Glenn Campbell's got an awesome voice, by the way.
Yes, he does. There's no questioning that.
I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
And one of the other reasons why this was still kind of in the front of my brain is when Guns N' Roses came through Intrust Bank Arena, they played this. And I think I mentioned it on the show.
How was their cover?
Awesome. It blew really? Us all away. We were all going crazy for Wichita Lineman.
You love moments like that yes. in a concert. Those kind of uncharted moments that surprise you and are wonderful.
So. Unbelievable amount of awareness by Axl Rose to set, you know, introduce it. I think you guys have heard this one before. And he busts out a couple of, you know, there's only two of them, verses of Wichita Lineman.
By the way, Jimmy Webb is, I think, still living. And this guy's had an unbelievable career. He is from Elk City, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. He's an Oklahoma guy, and he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, that guy's written tons of stuff.
And finally, to bring Wichita Lineman back into Sports Daily parlance, we talked about Ozark. Wichita Lineman was played at the beginning and at the end in one of the episodes of in season two of Ozark, the Netflix documentary.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So there's a little Glenn Campbell talk, and it would it surprised me in researching how great he was. Let's be frank here. He had 12 gold records, 4 went platinum, and 1 went double platinum prior to his death at the age of 81. He was in Wichita. As recently as I think about 8 years ago, and that was even after he was diagnosed, I think, talking out of school here, Alzheimer's, I think is what he eventually succumbed to. But he died at the age of 81. He had bouts with alcohol and drug problems. Had 4 wives and 8 kids. But Wichita Lineman, according to Rolling Stone, was ranked 195 of the list of 500 greatest songs ever. Yeah. And after his death, it may surprise you to know that none other than Alice Cooper was super close with Glenn Campbell and his family. And I didn't realize either that Glenn Campbell's reputation as being a guitar player was unquestioned. Here's Alice Cooper shortly after Glenn Campbell passed away talking about the greatness of Glenn Campbell.
For Glenn and the family, I know Glenn and I are the same faith. We're both Christian, and I know where he is now, and I know that he's in a perfect place. Glenn was one of the most unique guys. You know, you think of Glenn country, Alice Cooper rock and roll. We couldn't have been closer. He was one of the premier guitar players in both rock and country. And a lot of people don't know this, but I mean, when the respect he had in the rock and roll world, people like Eddie Van Halen one time, you know, said, "Can you get me a guitar lesson with Glenn?"
Think about that for a second.
I mean, now think about that.
Eddie Van Halen wanted to pick Glenn Campbell's brain about playing the guitar.
Well, he played it. I know that he sessioned with Sinatra. I mean, the guy had his fingers in a lot of different places, and it was a great performer too. So, yeah, that's a good little
good get. You give me that one?
Yeah, good get. Why not? Yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah, like little it. Wichita lineman talk and the greatness of the late, great Glenn Campbell. All right, Earl is holding patiently. Thanks for indulging me, everybody, including Earl, and thanks for waiting. Earl, what's up?
I just want to do a couple quick hits. Bob Dylan had a song called Wichita, and it begins actually with, "Oh, when I left for Wichita, weather was killing me." So Bob Dylan's got
that's
a
very
Wichita
good likeness
song.
Of Bob Dylan, Earl. Good job.
That's well, actually you not, know, that's not too far away, to be
no,
honest.
No, it's not.
If we could all, you know, have the ability to have Bob's voice and make money singing, wow, what a world it would be.
More power to you, exactly.
Country artist, guilty pleasure, David Allan Coe, man.
Sure.
I mean, you know, people whisper it, you know, "You don't have to call me darling." Mm-hmm. And, oh, boy, he's got some albums. He's the original outlaw country. And last thing, with your saying guilty pleasures, and as you're mentioning Glenn Campbell's platinum albums, earlier in the week you said Rush guilty pleasure. Do you realize Rush had 14 platinum albums, third all
I
time?
I hear you. You're
Beatles,
right.
The Rolling Stones,
yes.
And then Rush. So
I think I had your back when that statement was made, Earl.
Yeah, Bruce
so
did. You're right.
None of us feel guilty about it. We just feel bad for you guys that were so slow to realize three great musicians put on 3.5-hour-long concerts for 4 decades, and most people didn't realize it. So, you know, we
okay.
felt they were,
at
we
least,
were a part
at
of their
least
club.
You at least you acknowledge that most people didn't realize it, right?
Well, when you've got 14 platinum albums, you know, most...
you mentioned that.
Most people I listen to in the sporting talk world don't get it, but you know, a lot of them, sorry, I'm not trying to throw shade here, but people who work for NASA, some of the intelligentsia, they all got it. So, you know, you can't say that's guilty when there's 14 platinum. So
okay, well, nobody ever accused of Bruce and I being super smart. I mean, that's not what
exactly.
We're here for. So
and Wichita and Bob Dylan's song is mentioned again. He said, "When I left Wichita, the weather was killing me."
Yeah, you mentioned that too.
Yeah, well,
thanks, Earl.
I mean, we've all take felt care. That way. That's
have a good
thing.
Weekend.
Thanks, Earl.
Oh, well. I'll take my medicine.
Careful.
I did say
yes.
that. He's right. I did say that. But I think now that he's gone, I'm not going to talk about him while he's gone, but Bruce, I think you at least – while steering me back on the right path, you at least acknowledge that when you think of great, great rock and roll bands, Rush isn't right at the surface. Right?
No, I would agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you
got to
kind of
yes.
go down the line a little bit
yes.
before you settle on
yes.
Rush, as great as they were selling records.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a loosely defined term, guilty pleasure, you know.
Yeah,
and it's one that I guess I'd have to put pen to paper, but it's just not the top thing that everybody thinks of when you say this, you know. And
correct,
Glenn Campbell's a guilty pleasure.
I would agree with that
because he was being played on country music stations throughout my household in my youth, so I heard him all the time. And
right.
I wanted to at least shed a little light on the greatness that was.
Is that your favorite song, Wichita Lineman, or is there another one that?
Man, Rhinestone Cowboy and Southern Nights are pretty
yeah.
good. Of his, they're tough to pick from, honestly.
By the time I get to Phoenix, that's a pretty good song,
yeah. yep.
I guess, right?
Problem with Wichita Lineman, it's only 3 minutes and 9 seconds. I mean, it's over. It's over quick. But, all right. When we come back, we shall let you know what happened on this day, May 8th, in the world of sports throughout history. It's brought to us by Superior Rent, 21st and Ridge, and then we'll hand you off to the weekend. OTD coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.